Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Lawsuit Helpline. My name is Natalia. I'm on a recorded line. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Cash Black.
All right. Cash, I'll be your intake specialist today. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. I'll just ask you a few quick questions. Have you gotten an attorney already to help you with filing a claim?
No, I have not.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents or contracts with the law firm for this matter?
Yes.
Okay. And were you yourself or someone that you love diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Myself.
Yourself. Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Do you know what the subtype of NHL it was?
It was type B.
Type B. Okay. Was it a lymphoblastic leukemia or a lymphoma, or was it a diffuse
lymphoma.
Large? Uh-huh.
Lymphoma.
Lymphoma. Okay. Was it diffuse large B cell lymphoma or just the B lymphoblastic?
A B cell lymphoma. I'm sorry.
Okay. Diffuse B cell?
Yes.
Okay. So diffuse large B cell. And how are you doing today? Are you in remission or are you getting treatment?
My remission ended in September 2023.
September 2023. Okay. So you're cancer-free now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that. So September 20, 2023, you said?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then have you had more than one NHL diagnosis in the past?
No.
No. Okay. And you're filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what year were you diagnosed?
2018.
Okay. Do you know the exact date?
March 15, 2018.
March 15. Okay. 2018. And where did you use Roundup? Was it at home or at work?
It was at home.
At home. Okay. And what is the address of the place where you used it?
It was at between 4435 Coleraine.
You said 4425 Coleraine?
4435 Coleraine.
35, okay. And what is the city?
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Cincinnati, okay. Coleraine Avenue?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And besides yourself, was there anybody else in your household or any neighbors that used Roundup?
Not that I know of.
No? Okay. No problem. And what was your age at the time of diagnosis?
5 years ago, 38. 37-ish, 38.
Uh-huh. Okay. 37 or 38?
Right at the cusp, because my birthday is March 20th, so.
Oh, okay, right before. I see. Okay, and how many years in total did you use Roundup?
From May 2009 to March 2018.
Okay, so you stopped using it pretty much when you got diagnosed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So right around 8 years. And did you use Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Twice a week.
Twice a week. Okay. Was it every single month or just seasonally?
For the most part, I would say 80% of the season.
80%. Okay. So did you use it just in the summer months, spring months?
In the winter, it snows, so it wasn't too bad in the winter, but they do pop up every so blue moon. So that's why I say 80%. Uh-huh. But you could say all through the year for the most part, yes.
Okay. So all through the year. So 80%. Let me do some quick math here. So right around maybe like 8 months out of the year?
Yeah. 8 months, 8.5 months, 9 months, yes.
8.5 months, okay. All right. And then 2 times a week, so every single week. So that was about 8 times a month. So 8 times 8 would be 64.
64.
Okay, so about 64 instances that you've used Roundup in those 8 years. Okay, and are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and is this a smartphone that we're speaking on, or is it a landline?
Smartphone.
Smartphone, okay. Are you able to open text message and email if needed?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay, perfect. Okay, so you were diagnosed back in 2018. Did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
I guess it hasn't been so snowy, so I guess every year it's kind of lightened up. So, yes, we could say yes.
Yes, okay, all right. And then, so 2009 to 2018.
So you haven't, had a blizzard out here or anything, so I could say yes. Our snow is pretty light.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know it gets cold out there. I'm actually out in California, so we don't get crazy winters.
No, the past winters have been kind of light. It's often, it'll snow, but it's often on snow. It just hasn't really stuck for months. It'll be like 7 straight days, and then we'll get a sun blast for 2 weeks, and then it'll snow again for 3 days, and then we get a sun blast. It's really weird.
Oh, okay. <It's really> yeah. All kinds of weather, yeah.
Oh, right. The summers are hell. They're humid out here. They're very, very humid.
Oh,
everything grows like crazy. That's the worst part. The humidity makes everything. It's like a tropical.
A little bit tropical, yeah.
Because everything grows so fast. You can't keep up with it.
Yeah. Okay, let me review this. Give me 1 second, one more time. Okay, so we said 64 exposures throughout the year. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I wrote the right number.
Yeah.
Okay. And have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange or any other herbicides?
No, ma'am.
No? Okay. Okay. Have you ever had hepatitis B or C?
No.
No? Okay. Any rheumatoid arthritis, Epstein-Barr, or lupus?
No.
Okay. Any autoimmune diseases or diabetes?
No.
Any HIV or AIDS or organ transplants?
No.
Okay. Any other cancer that required chemotherapy or family history of cancer?
No.
No. Okay. All right. And then the main injury is non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. What is your full name? Can you spell it for me?
Cash, C-A-S-H, C as in cat. A as in apple, S as in sunshine, H as in happy, last name Black, B L A C K, B as in Bravo, L as in lake, A as in apple, C as in cat, K as in kitten.
Okay, perfect. Any middle initial?
A as in apple.
A as in apple, okay. Can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Okay. Are you married?
No.
Okay. And your date of birth?
3/20/1981.
1981. Okay. And then what is your full social?
561-651-034.
Okay. And how did you first learn of the connection between Roundup and your injuries? Was it on the internet? Was it on TV? Or did somebody talk to you about it?
Internet, but it's everywhere. Internet, TV.
Okay, so internet and TV.
Definitely the internet. Yes.
Okay. And then what was the date that you found out that it might be related to Roundup? Or what year did you find out?
March 15th, 2018.
Pretty much when you were diagnosed. Okay.
Yes.
All right. And what is your height and weight?
Height now is 6'1". My weight is 219 pounds.
Okay. And then I do have a phone number. Is this your main phone number? 213-984-5684.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what is a good email for you?
Cash, C-A-S-H, A as in apple, black, B-L-A-C-K, dot as a period, 3 as the number, at gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Okay, perfect. I did forget to ask for your name. Do you have a suffix? Is there a junior, senior, first, second, third?
Third. I'm the third.
The third. Okay. All right. Perfect. So I'll make sure to put that on there. Okay. And then when using Roundup, did you use the hand sprayer, the backpack, a tractor with hoses?
The hand sprayer.
Hand sprayer. Okay. And did you use any protective gear like gloves or a mask or anything?
Pretty much, I would try to use gloves from time to time, but I'm a guy, so I'm hands-on mostly, so no, we'll say no.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay.
No, we should practice PPE, but I'm just a guy sometimes. I can do guy things.
You just want to get it done, yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes your hands are just better. Gloves, sometimes they protect, but sometimes you just got to use your fingers. You do
certain
things.
Okay. All right. So no protective gear. And then you mentioned it was residential. What part of the house? Was it the yard, the front yard, the backyard?
Front yard, backyard, and steps of the front yard.
Okay. Front yard, backyard. And then you used it in the state of Ohio?
Yes.
Okay. And were you directly spraying it yourself, or were you around somebody else that used it?
I was directly spraying.
Okay, so you yourself. And do you live near a water well at all?
No.
No, okay. Do you get your water from a well anywhere?
No, it's tapped from a lake, not the lake, but the river, but that's way, it's not close.
Okay, got it, but it's not a well. And then were you ever exposed to benzene?
Not that I'm sure, no.
No, okay. And then for Roundup, was it a concentrate or a premix?
Concentrate.
Concentrate. Okay. And then where did you typically purchase it? What stores?
Home Depot.
The Home Depot. Okay. Do you happen to have any receipts or credit card statements or even leftover bottles of Roundup?
Fortunately, I got rid of all that stuff way back before I even thought about this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. No problem. And have you ever smoked?
No.
No. Okay. Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay. What is the name of your current employer?
DCWW.
You said DCWW?
Yes. G as in Gary, C as in Casey, WW as in Wayne.
Okay.
W's.
GCWW. Okay, got it. Okay. And what is the address of your employer?
4747 Spring Grove.
Okay. Oh, it's the Waterworks?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your current job title?
Civil engineer.
Civil engineer. Okay. And did you lose any time from work because of surgeries or treatment?
At the time, I wasn't a civil engineer.
Okay. So you didn't,
But yeah.
I'm sorry, you
But
did
no,
lose.
at the time, no, I was. No.
No.
Say no. Because I wasn't a civil engineer.
Okay. All right. No problem. And have you ever been in the military?
No.
No. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim? Hello?
No, I have not. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Sorry. It was cutting off. I don't know if I lost you.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it was.
Okay, no problem. And then have you ever filed for bankruptcy? No.
No.
Okay. And then other than any minor traffic offenses or parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No. Perfect record, clean.
Okay. All right. And then what is the name of your diagnosing physician or doctor?
Mary
Uh-huh.
Barraza, Barraza.
Uh-huh. Okay. Dr. Mary Barraza. And then can you provide the address of the facility?
It was Christ Hospital,
Uh-huh.
2139 Auburn, AUBURN Avenue.
Okay. In Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a phone number?
Do not currently have the number on me.
No. Okay.
And
So
I can
maybe
give
I
it.
can look it up here on Google. So the
Yes.
Christ Hospital. Okay. Yeah, they
Yeah,
do have a
give it
phone
here.
number. Okay, and do you have medical records that indicate the cancer diagnosis and the type?
They're at the hospital.
They're at the hospital. Okay, so you can request them if needed.
Yes.
Okay. All right, and now can you explain a little bit of how has the diagnosis impacted your life? Anything like financial or physical or emotional, anything you want to share?
Physical and emotional, yes. Physically, haven't been able to do much. Everything is slower now, of course. My throat definitely is very scratchy and hurts still a lot.
Yeah.
Emotionally, it's just me and my dog. I have my dog, she's here right in front of me getting on my nerves, but I love her to death. And that's
That.
all I have pretty much. I think she's in my face top right now. Wonderful.
All right, so I'll make a
Yes,
note of that.
my.
So some emotional stress, physical fatigue, and a sore throat.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely. Loss of appetite. I
Loss of
still have
appetite.
sweats at night. I don't sleep well. Still don't sleep well. And
Uh-huh.
sometimes I do sleep too much. And sometimes I do sleep too much at the wrong times.
Yeah.
Just tired.
Just tired, yeah. Okay, so I'll make a note of that. And then when was the last time that you were treated for the injuries?
That was back in 2018, September.
September, okay. 2018. Okay, and did you have stem cell transplants, chemotherapy, or radiation or surgeries?
Chemo is 6 rounds in 6 months.
Okay, so
Getting
just.
oxycodone and painkillers for the rest of the time for about 6 months.
Okay, painkillers. All right, and then let's see. Your current address, is it the same where you sprayed Roundup?
Yes.
The 4435 Coleraine?
Yes.
Okay. Is that considered Hamilton County?
This is, yes, Hamilton.
Yes, okay. Okay, perfect. The last thing I need from you is just an emergency contact just in case we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time so that there's no disruptions in your case. And we just found it necessary in case you become unresponsive. So for the emergency contact, do they live with you or do they live separate?
They live separate.
Separate, okay. Let's see. What is their relationship to you?
Friend, best friend.
Okay, and what is their name?
Julian, Julian.
And last name?
Harris, Latin. Harris, Harris.
Okay, and their phone number?
Area code 909-747-2064. Excuse me, yes, 2064.
Okay, let me repeat it. I heard 909-747-2064.
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. So that's it for the questions today. So what I'll do next is I'll send you an electronic document through DocuSign. It's the retainer agreement. So the attorneys have permission to work on the case, okay?
Thank you.
All right. So I'll stay with you on the line here. You can put me on speaker if you need to, just so you can open the document, make sure you got it. And if you have any questions, I can help you as well.
Thank you very much.
Of course. All right, so let me just make sure everything's spelled correctly and then I'll send it over. You'll see it soon. It'll say Natalia wants to send you a DocuSign. It'll go to your email and text message. Whichever one is easier to open, you can open.
That is a beautiful name.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh.
All right, I just got the notification. It looks like everything is signed. Cash, what I'll do next is I'll send you another text message with my direct desk line and then the number of the attorney that will be representing you, okay?
Thank you so much, Natalia.
Of course. So wait for them to receive the the forms. It'll take about 5 business days for them to review it, and then they'll call you to do a case verification, and they'll be requesting anything else that they need. They'll let you know what to expect next, okay?
Thank you.
All right, sir. That is it on my end today. I hope you have a great rest of your day, okay?
You as well. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.